USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
To Capitol Hill, where the full House ready to vote on two articles of impeachment Wednesday against President Trump. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul, a guest on CNN, he predicts the vote in the House will fall along party lines with a few exceptions, and he also anticipates what will happen next in the Senate.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House, and I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
In other news, Defense Secretary Mark Esper marking the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge.
We're gathered at the American Cemetery in Luxembourg to honor the 5,076 Americans buried here who laid down their lives in the gallant stand against tyranny.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow gaining 100 points to close at 28,235. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
It's the countdown to Christmas, and one particular Christmas movie, clearly America's favorite. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
1983's A Christmas Story ranked as the most popular Christmas movie by those surveyed in 24 of the 50 states.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, the film didn't last long in theaters, but it's become a classic over the years.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
It beat out 54 other Christmas movies to take the top spot on the list from the lifestyle website House Method. They surveyed nearly 5,000 people in every U.S. state. Coming in second is Elf.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Ah! Oh, my God!
Followed by Home Alone and It's a Wonderful Life. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the White House, President Trump talking about the upcoming trade deal with China, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
While participating in a roundtable discussion with governors at the White House, President Trump discusses a possible trade deal with China.
The deal with China is a massive deal from a manufacturing standpoint, but the farmers, I guess, maybe will be the biggest beneficiary of all. You see that already.
Yes.
And China's already started to buy. I told them 4 or 5 weeks ago it looked like we were going to get to a deal. I said, start buying now. You got to start buying now. And they did. And they were doing a lot of business with the farmers in China. And so the deal will be finalized over the next couple of weeks. It's actually translation is the biggest thing. The deal is finished. But the translation is very important. I said, make sure you have the right translators because you can lose a lot with bad translation.
I'm Tim Berg.
The national average for a gallon of gas down 2 cents.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop as inventories jumped yet again. Again, to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick Jahan of GasBuddy.com tells us Oklahoma has the lowest price, while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is $2.17. Amongst the nation's priciest states for gas, Hawaii at $3.64, which is finally overtaking California, which slid to $3.62 a gallon. In third place, Washington State.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.